to them. They're bigger later in the season.
Due to saturated soils, field work has been limited in many parts of South Dakota. In addition to planting challenges, Westbred Wheat Technical Product Manager Grant Mehring says some big farms are destroying their winter wheat in South Central South Dakota.
If you planted winter wheat late last fall into soybean residue, because we had a late soybean harvest, and then we got that winter wheat planted in late October, a lot of that did not come through the winter looking very good. So they're spraying a bit of that out in combination with lower spring wheat acres, I would guess, in South Dakota, because they usually got about a million there. We're going to be lower this year because we planted late and a lot of folks just didn't get their wheat in and they just chose to turn it off and switch to corn. I think that there's going to be hard to predict, but there could be an uptick in winter wheat next year in South Dakota this coming year because of the shortage of small grains in the state this growing season.
Mehring predicts South Dakota will see record low in harvested wheat acres, which will impact the dynamics for seeding winter wheat later this year.
Bennett Consulting.